Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
The fake ID and other evidence in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Police say he also had a 3D printed silencer and a 3D printed ghost gun, which is untraceable with no serial numbers, as well as a 3-page document which sources say mentioned United Healthcare by name and included the quotes, "These parasites had it coming, and I do apologize for any strife and trauma, but it had to be done."
Mangione will be extradited to New York. Streams of refugees who have been forced from their homes in Syria amid the civil war are now returning to the country, the rebels continuing to rejoice the toppling of President Bashar Assad's government. More than 2,000 homes under mandatory evacuation orders as a fire continues to burn near Malibu, California. This is ABC News. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth back on Capitol Hill again on Monday, meeting with a prominent Republican who's voiced some concerns about his nomination. ABC's Rachel Scott.
President-elect Donald Trump's embattled pick to lead the Pentagon, Pete Hegseth, meeting again with Senator Joni Ernst.
Did she say she's going to vote for you? Did she feel confident leaving that room that she would support you?
It was a great meeting.
Ernst, the first female combat veteran and vocal survivor of sexual assault, saying, "As I support Pete through this process, I look forward to a fair hearing." Asked by reporters, does she support the process or support Hegseth?
"I am supporting the process."
Former Representative Tulsi Gabbard will also return to Washington Tuesday for a second day of meetings as part of her confirmation process. About 87,000 people have been evacuated in central Philippines after a brief of major volcanic eruption. While no casualties have been reported, streams of gas and debris have been seen hurtling down the slopes. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Get ready for the holiday season with some good old country music at Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert, Sunday, December 15th, starting at 2, doors open at 1, at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Join us for an afternoon of festive fun.
Christmas time's coming.
Get into the holiday spirit with live music, great company, and plenty of cheer. Get your tickets at Eventbrite.com or RCPAC.org. Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert, Sunday, December 15th at 2 o'clock in Richland Center.
This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and this is your friendly Christmas reminder that we are here for you. We currently have the largest Christmas selection we've ever had. Don't let Amanda's fancy-dancy window display fool you. We have price points for every shopper. Does she like big bling, but you already spent your budget? Maybe lab diamonds are for you. Thinking about asking her the big question? Maybe she would like a rose gold engagement ring. Are her ears a little less sparklier than her personality? Some diamond studs will make her smile. J.G. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, the finest jeweler with even finer smiles.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, colder weather building in the next couple of days. That's the main story as Arctic air comes barreling down from Canada through the upper Midwest. The coldest for us here locally will be Wednesday night into Thursday. You'll have to bundle up and be careful as wind chill factors could be around 15 below zero. We're also likely to see a few snow showers out there Wednesday. We probably will have just enough to give us a light coating of accumulation, making the road slick, some blowing as well as that strong wind comes in. And then as we head toward the end of the week, we'll have to keep a close eye on the situation Friday evening into Saturday morning. Low pressure traveling south of Wisconsin is now looking to generate a fairly good swath of snow in our region, perhaps several inches, so that could make for some difficult travel Friday night and Saturday morning. It will be noticeably warmer over the weekend with some melting going on by Saturday afternoon and Sunday. Could be another system coming through next Monday with a chance of some showers. Here's that forecast for today. More clouds and sunshine, cooler than yesterday with a high near 30. Northwest wind of 8 to 15. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and brisk. A couple of snow flurries possible, low at 19. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, blustery, and colder. Scattered snow showers likely by late morning with a dusting to a half inch possible, high in the mid-20s. Northwest wind 12 to 25. Tomorrow night, maybe some flurries early, then partly cloudy and very cold, low near 2 below zero, wind chills falling to 15 below. Thursday, partly cloudy, staying very cold with a high of 10. Heading into Friday, turning cloudy with snow likely by evening. 3 to 5 inches of accumulation possible late Friday night, making for some difficult travel. Your low temperature Friday of 1 degree, high of 25. Saturday, snow and possible light wintry mix, gradually ending in the early afternoon. Maybe another inch of snow, high 36. Sunday, peaks of sun with a high of 39. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 25 degrees with cloudy conditions here in Richland Center. Actually, it seems a little darker than it was even an hour ago at sunrise time. 48 degrees was yesterday's high. We did pick up a trace of precipitation early in the morning. And a low today of 25, the current reading. A record high of 60 in 1946. Record low 16 below zero in 1876. Last year's high 33 and the low 26. Sunset will happen at 4:26 this afternoon. Sunrise time 7:24 for tomorrow. East winds are at 4. Barometer is at 29.99. No precipitation today with cloudy conditions. And after an earlier reading of 28, it is 25 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look back at last night's games, a look at tonight's busy schedule as well. The Badgers get ready for a big game against Illinois in Big Ten play.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The Richland Center boys basketball team won a road game at Wisconsin Heights last night. The Hornets improved to 2-2 on the season with a 50-42 win. Trailing 12-11 in the first half, the visitors took a lead of 29-22 at intermission and built it up to 17 before the Vanguards whittled the deficit to 8 points at the final horn. Liam Fingerson led the Hornets with 16. Wes Bosworth added 11. 11. Jaden Shep scored 10, including both of the team's three-pointers. Kaizen Schwitzenberg and Garrison Weiss each had 4. Brady Dosh, 3. And Trayton Shep scored 2. The Hornets again struggled at the free throw line as they made 6 of 12 shots. Wisconsin Heights was led in scoring by Mike Fansali with 17, including 2 3-pointers. Reed Adler had 8. The team was 6-for-9 from the line. The Vanguards fell to 0-2 on the young season. The Vanguards' JV1 team defeated the Hornets 44-40 in the early game. Following the 50-42 varsity win, Richland Center will practice this week for the Southwest Conference opener at Platteville on Friday night. Wisconsin Heights will host St. Ambrose Academy tonight for its next game. River Valley was a winner on the road over Broadhead, 63-54. Lafarge, 64. Winnewick Center, 45. Girls basketball, Fenimore 44, Highland 39. Mount Hora beat Dodgeville 62-42, Kickapoo 53, Wattiewak Center 26. Albany Monticello beat Iowa Grant 78-27, Westfield over Toma 67-28. On tonight's schedule, Riverdale plays at Richland Center in girls basketball. The Hornets are fresh off a visit to Fiserv Forum, where they lost to Baraboo in a game played in Milwaukee. Here's Coach Jeremy Cooey.
It was an amazing time for the girls just to be able to get there, go in behind the seats and see the back hallways and the locker rooms, and more importantly, just to get on the court and be able to play a game of basketball there at Fiserv.
The Hornets get set to host Riverdale tonight, and Coach Cooey says it will be good to be home.
Yeah, we're definitely excited after, three games on the road last week and starting out with every game on the road so far, so with the exception of the opener against Highland. So we're excited to play at home. We have 2 games at home this week, so we won't have to put the miles on, and definitely hope to bring some wins out.
I know you see them in the summertime. What do you know about this Riverdale team coming in, Jeremy?
Well, they're very similar. They have a new coach, and I know they're out there working hard. And obviously, I can't give you all my scouting here on the radio, but the one thing, it's a good program. We had fun playing with them in the winter. We also actually scrimmaged with them after the first week of practice. So know a little bit about what they're going to do, as they would with us as well. So we're just excited for to get on the court on Tuesday night and walk off the court with a W.
Riverdale also has a first-year head coach, Larry Swigum, and the team is off to a 4-1 start.
I think all 4 of our wins, we were trailing with about 5 minutes left in the game, and we were able to make enough plays and do some quality situational basketball and pull those out. So that's been a big thing for us. Started 3-0 and kind of got us going, and now we're 1-1 in conference. Having lost to Darlington, we were winning by 6 at half, and then kind of fell apart there, and then we had a really nice night against Fenimore on Friday evening.
I asked Coach Swigum about Riverdale's leaders this year.
We've got a nice group of returning players. Our 3 girls that have the most experience are all averaging double figures right now. I believe we're led by Macy McKay. She's averaging about 14.5 points and 12 rebounds a game. We have 2 senior guards in Zuri Dennis and Kennedy Cooey, and both are in double digits right now. Kennedy actually hit 7 threes on Friday night and scored 25, and Zuri had 24 as well. So definitely relying on our returning experience and trying to get our freshman sophomore girls where they need to get so they can contribute as well.
You face Richland Center on Tuesday night, and what kind of a game do you expect?
Like most of our games, it's going to be pretty physical. Maybe not the prettiest brand of basketball. We scrimmaged RC earlier this year and played them a couple times this summer. I really like what Coach Jeremy's doing with those girls. I know they're young, but there's some definite talent there. It's going to be a tight ball game. It'll be physical. It's whoever can make the most shots and finish on the defensive glass. That's who's going to win the game. So We're excited. It will be a nice atmosphere for us to play in.
Riverdale at Richland Center girls basketball can be heard this evening on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Elsewhere, River Valley's girls play at Sauk Prairie. Nisida is at Ithaca. Seneca at Boscobel. North Crawford at Hillsboro. Blackhawk at Darlington. Viroqua at GET. New Lisbon plays at Mauston. Baraboo at the Dells. Wazika Steuben at Brookwood. And River Ridge at Southwestern. Boys basketball, an early season showdown between Ithaca and North Crawford. The teams played three times last year, with the Bulldogs winning the last two and winning in the regional to move on to the regional final earlier this year. They'll play now for the new season. Ithaca at North Crawford tonight, Kickapoo at Weston, DeSoto at Seneca, Lafarge at Wazika Steuben. Prairie du Chien's boys are at Viroqua, Hillsboro at New Lisbon, Royal at Cashton, Nisida at Bangor, and Brookwood at Oneewoc Center. Aquinas at Westby, Potosi at Highland, Darlington visits Fenimore, Southwestern at Iowa Grant, Boscobel at Mineral Point, Cuba City at Riverdale, and Mauston at River Valley. Wrestling action over the weekend. The Richland Center wrestling teams were at the Royal Invite, and the champions included for the boys Ethan Haiti. Also, Ethan Bindle took second, and Caden Stibbe and Ethan Bodendine both finished fourth. There was a champion on the girls' side, Kaylee Spildy, and Madeline Muller finished second for the Richland Center wrestlers. Wrestling going on tonight. River Valley is at Poinette High School. Waterloo will be there as well for a triangular. And Richland Center is at Kickapoo High School tonight, taking on the host Panthers and Viroqua as well for a varsity triangular. Bowling scores from the Major League. Lonesome Dove Tavern at the top series, 36-34. Gary Construction, a 35-42. New York Life, a 35-26. High Game Honors, Lonesome Dove Tavern at 12-54. Cardinal CG and New York Life with 12-38s. Gary Construction at 12-34. Top series, Ken Nix Jr., 7-26. Todd Gruber, 119 over average with a 7-22. And a 682 for Darren Schweinefuss, 112 over average. Top game, Todd Gruber, a 269. Ken Nix Jr., a 258. Herman Bernstein, a 255. Individual highlights also for Herman Bernstein, a 657, 129 over average. Malachi Fratzbold, a 585, 105 over average. Addison Pardoon with a 625, 100 over average. And Steve Hamm bowled a 543, 99 over average in the Major Bowling League. The Wisconsin men's basketball team tries to even its Big Ten Conference record on the road at Illinois tonight. The Badgers will also be trying to end a two-game losing streak. The Illini have a 6-2 record after losing to Northwestern. Tonight's tip-off is set for 8 p.m., 7 o'clock pregame on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. A week that included two defeats has dropped the Badger men's team to number 20 in the latest AP College Top 25 poll. The Badgers were ranked 11th before losing games to Michigan and Marquette. They play at Illinois tonight. Marquette also dropped in this week's poll, but only one slot to number 6. The Golden Eagles play at Dayton on Saturday. The Bucks are seeded number 1 after advancing to the NBA Eastern Conference knockout round. They host Orlando tonight at the Fiserv Forum. The winner will advance to meet the Knicks or Atlanta Hawks in the semifinals on December 14th. The Magic will be playing without starters Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner. Milwaukee will be facing one of the toughest defensive teams in the league. The Monday night football game, Joe Burrow threw a tie-breaking 40-yard touchdown, leading the way for the Bengals over the Cowboys 27-20. The Cowboys were about to get the ball back with a score tied on the first play after the 2-minute warning when a blocked punt was muffed on a bouncing ball that would have given Dallas the possession. The Packers make a move, a couple of practice squad moves actually on Monday, including re-signing a lineman who played for them in 2023 and started for the Patriots earlier this year. The Packers re-signed guard Michael Jordan to their practice squad yesterday. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Weekend action from the hardwood, plus hoops games to look forward to this week. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Basketball action is in full swing as we move into the second week of December, and there were plenty of highlights last week. The Kaukauna boys team finally got its season off and running on Friday, jumping right into conference play against a strong Oshkosh North squad. Trailing by 9 at halftime, the Ghosts roared back to claim an 81-80 victory as junior Andrew Jensen scored off an out-of-bounds play at the buzzer. The 6'9 junior, an emerging college prospect with offers from Illinois and Marquette, amongst others, had 24 points and 11 rebounds in the win, overcoming a 40-point effort from Oshkosh North's Zay Mitchell. Mount Horeb's Josh Manchester became the school's all-time leading scorer just three games into his junior season, pouring in 37 points in a victory over Baraboo on Saturday. In Tuesday boys hoops action, Beaver Dam will travel to Fort Atkinson in a top 10 showdown in the Badger Large Conference. A couple favorites in the Greater Metro Conference will meet up as D1 ninth-ranked Germantown hosts D2 top-ranked Wauwatosa West. In girls basketball news last week, Lakeland's Christina Wiemet became the school's all-time leading scorer with a 45-point performance in a dominating win over Medford. The UW-Green Bay recruit and three-time first-team All-State selection has exactly 1,900 points in her career so far. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
A vintage Paul Harvey program. The rest of the story is coming up next. It is sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm. Focused on relationships, not transactions, they help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
Now, the rest of the story. Father Joseph Moore had an emergency on his hands. As the young priest of a newly created parish, he was not yet accustomed to dealing with last-minute crises. Everything had been routine until now. You see, it was December 24, Christmas Eve. The little Bavarian village of Oberndorf was already cloaked in gray nightfall and gently swirling snow, and Father Joseph's parishioners were so looking forward to the midnight church service. For them, Christmas simply would not be Christmas unless it were heralded by the choir singing joyful carols accompanied by the chapel organ. And that was the problem, the organ. The local schoolmaster was also a church organist. A young fellow named Franz Gruber had come early that evening to rehearse for the midnight service, but he had noticed that there was curiously little resistance as his feet pumped the organ pedals. And when his fingers touched the keys, nothing, not a sound. Further investigating revealed the hungry church mice had nibbled the organ bellows, so there was no air pressure to feed the pipes, and on such short notice, repair was out of the question. So organist Franz reluctantly told Father Joseph what he had discovered. And in a matter of hours, the church would be filled with eager congregation, and then it would be Father Joseph's turn to break the news. Half-heartedly, organist Franz mentioned that he also played the guitar, at which Father Joseph condescendingly smiled. The magnificent service he had in mind would be incongruously diminished by such feeble accompaniment. Unless, of course, Franz would like to write new music for the service, music specially suited for the guitar. So, Franz hurried home to get his guitar. When he returned to the church, Father Joseph handed him a poem. Three verses. Father Joseph had written it himself, he said. Had casually written it the day before. So Franz took the poem, began scoring for chorus and two solo voices, and, of course, guitar accompaniment. And it was exhilarating. Really, how the lines of music flowed onto the paper like sacramental wine. Maybe the melody was a little naive, even too simple, but there was no time to embellish it. Soon the choir would be arriving, and they would need copies. Would there be a few minutes to rehearse? No. They would have to perform it cold. Now, what you have just heard is how a Merry Christmas came to a little Bavarian village in 1818. Franz and Father Joseph sang, accompanied by Franz's guitar, and the chapel choir in the otherwise quiet, flickering candlelight. The Oberndorf parish listened in awe, because hungry mice had hushed the church organ. The music for their midnight service had been a rush job, and yet the spontaneous creation of Franz Gruber, inspired by the simple poetry of Father Joseph Mohr, unleashed a power born of stillness. Yes, you know it, this night of all nights, this silent night. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
This is Heather from the Creative Outlet, where we are grateful that you are shopping locally this holiday season.
Hi, it's Carl from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, wishing you a joyous Christmas season filled with love, laughter, and safe travels.
Sigh.
So
The song talked about during the Paul Harvey Rest of the Story program, that is Silent Night. Jim Reeves version, in fact. It's 8:30. We're at 25 degrees in Richland Center. Coming up, our trivia question of the day and more regular features as well. We'll talk about the upcoming Maggie May concert at the Richland Center City Auditorium coming up on the morning show today between 9 and 10 o'clock. This is Scotty McCreery.
I've sent a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Heartbreak turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a silver oak 1998. Drinking cabin solo, solo in the cab of my truck. I thought about taking it back to the store, cause it's the nicest bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer, but hell, I'm already here. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Heartbreak turned into broke up.
Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon.
that rain, and there the next two or three's gone. Next thing you know, you weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death, 'cause next thing you know, you wear scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor's saying, how you doing there, Dad? And nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, you get to know your wife again, and you're more in love than you've ever been, with a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. 'Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know,
WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We'll be back with a trivia question of the day.
Wilkinson Auctions huge equipment consignment auction Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This equipment auction features two farm lines and tons of quality equipment, including tractors, planting and tillage equipment, trucks, trailers, ATVs, skid loaders, dozers, and cattle equipment. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The December Equipment Consignment Auction, Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Experience the ultimate in snow removal with Cub Cadet snowblowers from McFarland's. Engineered for performance and durability, Cub Cadet snowblowers are designed to make your winter easier. With a wide range of models to choose from, you can find the perfect snowblower to fit your lifestyle. Visit McFarland's Retail and Service Center in Sauk City and discover the Cub Cadet difference.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. It's wood cutting time, and we are your full-line steel chainsaw dealer with 26 models of steel chainsaws in both battery and gas models, with a size and price for every need and budget. Do you need a chainsaw for your current saw? We got chains to fit all makes of saws, and for a limited time, buy one chain at regular price and get a second chain for half price, equal or lesser value. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to see these and many other great products, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance. Just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. at Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
19 before 9, we're at 25 degrees in Richland Center, headed toward 30 later on today. It is certainly overcast, and there's no snow in the forecast for today, but it certainly has that look today. It's a little darker, like it's going to precipitate. Maybe some flurries tonight in the forecast. Today, what are we playing for? Oh, yes, it's Tuesday. So courtesy of the Muscadet Mini Mart, we have a delicious large pizza for you if you know the right answer to trivia today. This time we play, which celebrity is oldest today? We'll give you four celebrities. Your mission is to tell us which is the oldest of the celebrities, the oldest statesperson. So is it A, TV chef Bobby Flay? Is it B, Susan Day, famous actress? Or is it C, actor-director Kenneth Branagh? Or is it D, Raven Simone, famous actress? All right, which celeb is oldest today? Bobby Flay, Susan Day, Kenneth Branagh, or Raven Simone? 608-647-4155. Good luck. Here's Jimmy Buffett.
Game, laughing at
Our winner today is Donnie Collins. Congratulations. He knew the right answer. The celeb that is the oldest, the eldest states person there. That would be Susan Day. Susan Day, the eldest. Well, let's begin with the youngest. Raven Simone is 39 today. Actor-director Kenneth Branagh is 64. TV chef Bobby Flay turns 60. And Susan Day, how can it be? I just was so infatuated with her when I would see her on TV in the early 70s as Lori Partridge, and then, of course, in the 1980s on a show called L.A. Law. Susan Day today is 72.
I can see you over there staring at your drink, watching that I sink all alone tonight. And chances are you're sitting here in this bar, 'cause he ain't gonna treat you right. Well, it's probably not my place, but I'm gonna say it anyway, 'cause you look like you hadn't felt the fire, had a little fun, hadn't had a smile in a little while, baby. Sky looks good on that neon buzzing on the wall, but darling, it don't match your eyes. I'm telling you, you don't need that guy. It's so black and white, he's stealing your thunder. Baby, blue ain't your color. Trying to, I'll be another just pick you up kind of guy, trying to drink you up, trying to take you home. But I don't understand how another man can take your son and turn it ice cold. Well, I've had enough to drink, and it's making me think that I just might tell you, if I were a painter, I wouldn't change you. I'd just paint you bright, baby. 'Cause blue looks good on the sky. Looks good on that neon buzzing on the wall, but darling, it don't match your eyes. I'm telling.
Keith Urban on WRCO FM 100.9 and Blue Ain't Your Color. Thanks for playing trivia, courtesy of Muscat and Mini Mart today, and also details coming up here on some other opportunities and chances for you to win. We'll give you another word to text in on the statewide civic media grown-up list contest. We'll give you another word in the 11 o'clock hour between 11 and noon today.
Hard to believe that Christmas is only a couple of weeks away, right? But there's still plenty of time to find incredible gift deals because Macy's Friends and Family Sale is happening now. What does that mean? It means when you use your coupon or Macy's card, you can take an extra 30% off, just like friends and family can. That's 30% off the best holiday gifts, 30% off the best designer brands, 30% off what's trending right now. It's just this week, it's just what you were looking for, and it's only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Boscobel, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
On the 8th day of Christmas, Court & Main gave to me 10% off $25 purchase, 15% off $50 purchase, 20% off $75 purchase, and 25% off $100 purchase. Buy more, save more.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster's been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
7 minutes before 9 o'clock, we're at 24 here at WRCO. The temp is headed in the wrong direction today.
Let's make a plan. Who's your daddy? Who's your
I got it. So come and get it.
Who's your daddy? Who's your baby? Who's your buddy? Yeah, who's your friend? And who's the one guy that you come running to? Yeah, when your love life starts tumbling.
Keith on WRCO Radio. Thanks for joining us. Happy Trails time is coming up. That's Jewel on WRCO.
Happy trails.
This is Phil Neese saying happy trails to you until we talk again later.
Until we meet again.
Thank you so much for joining us. Up next, our news update at 9, sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Alleged CEO shooter Luigi Mangione expected to be extradited to New York from Pennsylvania, where he was caught on Monday with, police say, a fake ID, an untraceable gun, and a 3-page document he is believed to have written kept in his backpack. Mangione validated.